So I'm back on air with Madison, Josephine, and Janaki. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
How'd you like that Eric Clapton?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Pretty groovy.
Pretty good. That's Clapton. That's the best. That's Blues King. Second only to BB himself. Okay, guys. So, like I said, See Something, Say Something is a teen suicide prevention campaign. Why is that so important to you guys? And what has made you guys choose to be See Something, Say Something teen advocates?
Well, similar to you, I lost a lot of friends recently to suicide, and I'm generally really into activism, so you just came to me with all of these opportunities, and I felt that it was right to just jump right in.
And you've been kicking teen activist butt ever since. Give me a high five.
You know it.
Josephine, what about you?
Well, I got nervous.
Don't worry, take your time.
Well, I decided to do this because, like everybody else, you know, I lost a friend as well. But I've also, like, myself, I've experienced this. So once this whole, like, See Something, Say Something, like, came about, you know, then, like, I wanted to be part of it. I wanted to have my voice as well heard as long as with everybody else, because I feel like this is super important and this subject is not as talked about as it should be.
Right, and I really feel like with See Something, Say Something, that concept is very important to us, that having a voice for teens. Because at the end of the day, teens are on the front lines of this. And really, that needs to be discussed. It's not a topic that we can just sweep under the rug, like I've said.
Yeah, you know,
teens have to talk about it. Teens have to make a difference about it.
Yeah.
Janaki?
Well, I actually think it's really inspiring.
I think you're inspired.
When I found out that, like, you were doing this justice, and that a lot of people are getting involved in this, and it's getting a lot of, like, recognition, and I don't know, it's a really important initiative, I think, and it's really inspiring to me that I could be involved in it, and people I know could. I don't know.
What do you guys think it'll take to almost end teen suicide permanently? I almost feel like this generation, we face so much, but suicide has really become this very huge, very real topic, and it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. But I personally feel like teens can make sure that it does. What do you guys think it will take for teen suicide to not be a reality for teens everywhere?
I think it's definitely up to us. You know, if anybody's going to do it, then it's, you know, up to us to take that, you know, plunge and to get involved. And I think that just since so many people, especially this year, were affected, so affected, that that sparks something in everybody, you know, that they felt that pain, and, you know, sometimes they've gone through it, so they want to try to make sure that, you know, their siblings or their friends, they don't also go through that.
Right, right. And for those viewers out there who aren't in Taos, Taos is a very close-knit community. We're all very much like a family. So when something like this happens, a suicide, it doesn't just affect one person. It affects us all. And really, that ripple effect in the community was immeasurable. Josephine, Janaki, what do you guys think it'll take to make sure suicide is no longer an issue?
Well, I think people need to connect more. I mean, we have social media, and I believe that plays a big part in the way that teens act and the way that teens, like teen suicides. But I think that if people connect more outside of social media, especially with like the See Something, Say Something initiative, it's like you have to pay attention to other people. And I don't know, I think if everyone is a lot more mindful and aware, then
almost of like each other, more mindful of each other. Yeah, I certainly feel that too.
Well, I think like I agree with you, everybody should be more connected. I feel like in order to like end teen suicide, it definitely takes a whole community. It takes a lot of people caring and wanting and knowing about this issue, you know, like a lot of people, they do sweep it under the rug, and things like See Something, Say Something, you're bringing awareness to this issue. And with this, you're also bringing people together. And I feel like that's a good start to ending it.